Hey everyone, I'm just back from Denver from Low Carb Denver 2023, and I got some great news. So basically, the low carb community, it was interesting for me to be at the conference, and I emceed the Saturday morning session with some of the best speakers on cardiovascular disease and all the controversies. But the great news was I was inundated for the few days. Constantly people coming up to me, doctors, pathologists, cardiologists, lay people, and the rationality there is extraordinary with respect to the viral issue. So it's really good news. Most common comments were that my analyses were hugely beneficial over the past few years. Many people acknowledged that they kind of had to keep their mouth closed. It was that kind of situation, and I understand that. And also, essentially, they, in the last 6 to 12 months, have seen many, many more people becoming aware that something was seriously wrong with the COVID response particularly. So it was really a shot in the arm. It was amazing to see. And I'm sure there's still a proportion there who are with the narrative in some fashion or politically or ideologically. But the majority, by a long way, it was just amazing to see. So I'm going to share some clips now, and it's not for self-edification. I just want to show you how I handled the situation. You know, it was a little kind of different to be there post the viral problem. And I'd be interested in your feedback in the comments below on how I handled it in my MC role, to touch on the war, but without over-egging the pudding, so to speak. So really, really interested in the comments below to see what you guys think. And the first clip is my introduction for Nina Teicholz, a fantastic author of The Big Fat Surprise. And I was asked also to give a little bio for myself for people who are not too familiar. But then I get into the intro to Nina, and throughout I kind of touch on the issue of the crazy narrative we've been subjected to in the past few years. So just one more thing, the link is down below to Low Carb Denver 2023. And for a very nominal price, you get access to all of the superb talks and sessions that were had there. So don't forget that.
So for the morning, we actually have a guest MC. The polling from the audience has said we need more Irish accent. So who here knows who Ivor Cummins is? Because this morning wasn't spicy enough with all the LDL and lipid talk, so we needed to add a little bit more fuel to the fire. So Ivor is going to be introducing our speakers this morning. He's in charge. That is a scary thought, but that was Jeff's decision, not mine. I'll be back this afternoon, so I'll let Ivor take it away.
Thanks so much, Corey.
So, yeah, I've been a little controversial over the past few years, and apologies for that. And the guys asked me to give a brief bio because maybe some of you won't know me. Briefly, I was around 25 years as a corporate technical problem solver. You know, I managed people and teams across the world solving complex multi-factor technical problems. So that put me in a good place around 2012 when I got poor blood tests, and three doctors in succession could not give me good answers. So because of who I am, I went straight to PubMed and ResearchGate, and I researched the blood metrics, and I spent 3 weeks obsessively. My wife thought I was going mad. But I did find out what the problem was, and the problem was excessive carbohydrate. So in brief, I cut out pretty much all carbohydrate. I began to eat meat, fish, and eggs, and low-starch vegetables, and I stuck to it because I was convinced from my research that this was going to do something. And it did. I lost around, it was probably around 25 pounds in 8 weeks, you know, and I wasn't very overweight. All my blood metrics collapsed into the good place. I got a stellar set of blood metrics, the ferritin, the GGT, the cholesterol that was too high, all resolved. So then I realized there was something huge in this, that carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates and sugars, were the kind of linchpin of our modern chronic disease. So I was so enthusiastic, I started giving lectures to large halls of engineers, got on YouTube, and then Dr. Mike Eads and many other guys found me. And I realized there was a whole community out there. I was so arrogant, I thought I had discovered this myself. So Anyway, at times, because I always say, show me the data, I'm a corporate guy, I'm a bit hard-assed, I'll admit it. So during the period of the last few years, I followed the data to the point that for some people it was very uncomfortable. But I have five children and I'm interested in the future for them. And I sensed challenges coming if certain things went too far. So apologies for that. Now, Nina. Nina wrote a book back nearly 10 years ago, The Big Fat Surprise, and it was a landmark book, and it was a fascinating history of the whole background to the cholesterol and fat nonsense narrative that we suffer with today. And in spite of the success of Nina's book, and it was fantastic to introduce a whole new audience into the realization that cholesterol is not so toxic and fat is not particularly problematic, we still have the vast majority of people who believe so. And it's a huge kind of barrier to low-carb progressing throughout the population. The fear of cholesterol is one of the major things that makes people not do low-carb diets. And most doctors will tell people, well, hold on a minute now. If you're going to eat less carb and more fat, you know, you put yourself at heart risk. So it's a really important kind of dragon we have to slay. And Nina more recently and continuously goes after the dietary guidelines, and absolutely rightly, that is a great strategy. And the dietary guidelines set the tone, and they come down from the top, like many bad things, and they need to be countered. So I'll just one last brief thing. Nina sent me the other day a latest analysis she did on Tufts University. Came out with a new scoring system. You recognize. And, you know, the usual frosted flakes on the top and ground beef and eggs on the bottom. So a slightly less honest one than Andreas's quite useful one that he showed yesterday. That was pretty good. So anyway, with that, we got to get Nina up here. I really do enjoy while she fact checks much disinformation and misinformation from our authorities.
Thanks, Ivor.
Well, there you are. First time at a major conference, though I've been at several in the last few years, but this one was over 600 people, packed with rationalists. Delighted to say. So my next intro was for Khurram Nazir, MD, who's an incredible cardiologist in Texas, a good friend and has worked extensively with Dr. Arthur Agatston. And, well, see what you think. So excellent job again from Nina. And God, those Tufts guys, pretty sick puppies in there. But we're all here to counter that kind of nonsense. The coronary calcium scan is one of the most predictive, basically tools out there to predict a future coronary event, the CAC score. And I worked for many years promoting this. It's a cheap and effective technology. But the medical system is not overly enamored with it for various reasons we won't get into. So we need, we need great cardiologists, highly technical cardiologists, the best cardiologists, the most influential and capable cardiologists to change that situation. And we've got one here today, Khurram Nazir, who is an extraordinary individual. He's a good friend of Dr. Arthur Agatston, as am I. And when Arthur refers to Khurram, he always says the phrase, "Oh, Khurram, he's great." So that'll give you an idea. So Khurram managed to run a program and help run a program, The Power of Zero, that got the coronary calcium scan into the 2018 AHA-ACC cholesterol guidelines. And it was put in for the first time in a very significant place to get people off drugs if they have a zero and to find people with severe disease and get them drugs as appropriate. So my honor to welcome Khurram Nazir to the stage.
See. Well, thank you so much for having me here today, Ivor. What a wonderful introduction. I wish my mother could hear about that.
Well, Khurram is one of the smartest guys in the cardiology business. And by the way, I will put the link down below to Low Carb Denver 2023. Superb line of of speakers, really some of the best talks I've seen in a long, long time. And you can go ahead if you wish, and you can get hold of all the talks and get yourself a whole lot of entertainment and education for a very nominal fee. So anyway, the offer's down below in the link. Next up is Nader Ali, a cardiologist from Texas, a pal of mine from a long ways back. I spoke at his Low Carb Houston conference 2 or 3 years, I think. And he's a super, super researcher. So into sleep, heart rate variability, cholesterol, statins, I mean, everything. So he's not just a medical guy. He's really great on the research into the biochemistry and the real technicals. So he gave a great talk as well. So here's my intro. Oh, it's the trip down memory lane. I love all those studies that Kerm was showing, especially Scott Hart. But we're going to switch now to yet another great cardiologist. His Twitter handle is Eat Mostly Fat Ali. So you can see he might have a certain bias nutritionally. And it's Nader Ali, and he is a fantastic cardiologist, very good friend of mine in Texas, runs a lovely practice, great team. And I'm going to keep this short, as Jeff asked, but I will just say, Nader has a slightly different perspective than Kerm, particularly in the area of medications. But that's okay, and that's good, because we want discussion, debate, we want to come to a correct consensus, rather than censoring and cancelling and come to an incorrect conclusion, right? Nader. Oh, here we are.
Thank you, Ivor.
Final one now, it's none other than Dr. David Diamond, PhD, and he also made a nice little kind of tongue-in-cheek in-joke about number needed to treat. So I'm going to include that clip, and I also kind of parried back in my outro. So enjoy this. So next speaker, David Diamond. And in 2013, I published my cholesterol conundrum deep dive. It was around 2 hours long. And I figured, right, that's done now. It's covered. But afterwards, I began to explore and look for other lipid rationalists out there. And one of the first talks I found was David Diamond. I think it was a post-dinner talk. And he explained his super high cholesterol, mainly triglycerides. And he had gone to the doctors and, you know, they said, eat less fat and here's a baggie of drugs. And he wouldn't accept that. So he actually hit the library. And he's a neurologist person, but he said, it's science, I'm going to decode it. And he did. So I hope he features some of that early stuff as well as all of his recent material in this next talk. So big welcome to David Diamond.
There you are, man. And so, in fact, you think about this called number needed to treat. So that 54% can translate to how many people need to be treated with Crestor to stop one person from having one heart attack. And that is 220 people need to be treated to stop one heart attack in one person. Okay. Incredibly weak effects. Imagine, Ivor, if we had a vaccine that week that affected... that had a benefit for only one person out of every 220 people. Or an antibiotic, think about it. Imagine an antibiotic that was effective in only one out of 220 people. That's the way you should think about statins.
Great stuff as always, David. And I might just add to that little joke there, you know, imagine there was a vaccine with only one in 220. I'd say, well, imagine there was one with one in 20,000 maybe. That'd be interesting. So anyway, enjoy the break. 11:15, we're back with the panel, and Dr. Eric Westman is moderating. So there you have it. And remember, you know, just showing you these clips, the only reason I'm doing it really is to get a feel for the atmosphere there. And it's a very important thing to reintroduce into these great communities after the kind of civil war atmosphere of the COVID kind of craziness. And I just thought you'd be interested in seeing how I personally approached it. And great if you give some feedback in the comments below on what you think. I had to balance, you know, not over-egging the pudding, as I said, but also let the message go across. Because there will be a small percentage, I would guess, in the audience who went with the narrative ideologically or politically in many cases, or genuinely just believed it. So this is part of the kind of healing or repairing and moving out. And we need to keep reminding people, and I will keep going through the data, mainly around lockdown and mask ineffectiveness and the other insane measures. I'll also be touching continuously on the mass medication coercion and mandating that was so shocking to most of us who are rational. But that's pretty much it. The other thing, guys, I'm going to be releasing a series of interviews I did there with some really great guys. So around 6 or 7 interviews, which I'll release over the coming week or two. So watch out for those. I kept them short and sweet, around 10, 15 minutes, and touched on, you know, key points that are, I believe, very enjoyable and educational to listen to. So finally, thanks so much for your support, all my Patreon, PayPal supporters. It's so crucial. I got covered for some of the cost of this trip, but generally I have to cover other costs myself and there's no income per se. So really important that I continue to get support and the other kind of independent technical analysts and investigative type reporters, because the legacy media, as I always mention, has been lost and funded out of any useful function in our society. Quite the contrary, the legacy media now, largely speaking, just pump out propaganda on behalf of industry, particularly the pharma and food industries. So great to have your support, and anyone else who can continue to support me, it's hugely appreciated. So thank you.